An update on legislation designed to help bring the Commonwealth back from the brink of financial disaster on this episode of Frankly Speaking with State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. I'm Chuck Nichols. Representative Ryan, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to get a little bit of an update on a piece of legislation we've talked about before. It's House Bill 1995, a piece of legislation that you wrote to try to bail, literally, SOS, bail the Commonwealth out of our financial problems that we have, especially related to our pension systems. This piece of legislation is slowly moving through the legislative process, but I understand there's a story behind that. Talk to us about what's going on.
Chuck, I've got to give you an update on this, and I was absolutely stunned by what happened earlier this week. We had the bill move through committee, and it was approved, and it was done entirely along party line votes, which was surprising me, because this is just a study, not to make policy recommendations, but to examine what happens if the Commonwealth runs out of money and becomes insolvent. I have never been so concerned as I was after hearing this, that the ideological divide about people who are fiscally responsible versus those who believe that money is unlimited resource for state governments, almost like the state and federal government can create money. And I will tell you that when I heard some of the comments, I heard one comment by one of the representatives who's a good friend. He said, the state can't go bankrupt. You know, I heard that same type of thing where General Motors was too big to fail. Bethlehem Steel in my own area was too big to fail, and they're all gone. Sears was the number one retailer for decades. It's now gone. It's bankrupt. You're seeing shopping malls come and go because they can no longer sustain the fixed cost. Amazon has made tremendous inroads into other areas. You see 50 airlines went bankrupt over a period of time.
Malls
are closing everywhere. And then you take a look at Puerto Rico. And I brought that up yesterday. I said, let's learn from what happened in Puerto Rico so we don't have that problem here. You know, Chuck, I have to tell you, I have spent an entire career keeping companies out of bankruptcy. And I've done a lot in my Marine Corps day as an expert in economic warfare. And I ran for office because I believe my responsibility is to take care of those obligations that we've made. We've made pension obligations. We've at the state level, we've made them to the teachers. And some people say, well, I don't like those pensions. I say, that's not important. We've made those agreements, and I think we have to honor those. In my mind, it's not important. But by the same token, we have a responsibility as a legislature and, most importantly, the executive branch to spend that money wisely. We have, in the past 3 years I've been here, have put fiscally responsible budgets back to the governor that were about $1 billion to $2 billion less, and the governor's supplemental spending has always gone well beyond that. We can't continue this trend. But I clearly saw when we had House Bill 1995 go through committee how people don't clearly understand the level of the financial difficulties we have. There was basically this perception of, well, you have to pay the pensions. You have to pay. The state can't go bankrupt. We just keep borrowing more money. And that is absolutely false. And so I have to be completely clear. This issue of this study group to get the Keystone SOS to say, what happens if people are no longer willing to lend the state money? As clearly as I can say this, I know the nation at some point in time is going to go back into a recession. And when it does, the consequences of that for those areas that are not well equipped for it are going to find it's going to be problematic. So let me give you an example. I believe the next state that's likely to go bankrupt is going to be Illinois. They will have to petition the United States Congress. They'll be unable to get more money. Someone will just bail them out. There's no amount of money that we have that could bail out all these states and their unfunded obligations and the irresponsible spending that they've had before.
You know, once you bail one state out, you're going to have to bail them all out.
That's exactly the case. And even in the case of Puerto Rico, they were hit by a horrific hurricane, and there was not the intent of the bailout until after the disastrous hurricane. At that point in time, the island was decimated. You have to be. We also have to be economically responsible and personally responsible to recognize you can't keep doing things when there's nothing there. In the case of Illinois, you can't have situations where in the middle of a Chicago disaster of their finances, they're giving substantial increases in pension benefits to people they can't afford to pay. In our own state of Pennsylvania, we're going to have a case where Chester, Pennsylvania, is going to find it very difficult in the year 2020 to make its pension obligations. At that point in time, we'll get firsthand experience seeing what it's really like when communities start to fail, and I'm bound and determined to not let that happen on my watch.
Let's narrow this down. We're really saying, hey, regardless of where you stand politically, regardless of where you stand on the issue of public sector, you know, unionism and public sector pensions, we're talking about a debt that we have, a debt that we owe. and a debt that is going to come due, come hell or high water, and we better have a plan for it.
And if we don't have a plan for it, those obligations could become at risk if we become insolvent. And that's not fair. People have, despite, I'm not, by the way, for those people that are not aware, I did not accept a public pension. I will not. And so I'm not in the state pension plan. I contribute to my own pension plan. I own my own business before I got here. But I do believe we have a moral and ethical responsibility as well as a legal one. But in the case of an insolvency or a bankruptcy, those legal obligations are judged are determined by a three-panel judge who will determine whether or not they get paid. And I want to prevent that from happening. The decisions we make now in Pennsylvania in the next 2 to 3, 4 years will determine whether or not in 12 years Pennsylvania is insolvent.
Better that we make a decision now as a group than have three people make a decision for us.
That's exactly the case.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another Frankly Speaking with State Representative Frank Ryan.